the rest of the story. Lydia Estes came from a long line of moral pontificators, social reformers, and at the top of her list of lifelong causes was temperance. She and her husband and their grown children were members of the local temperance society in their hometown of Lynn, Massachusetts. Even when her youngsters were young, Lydia made them publicly take the pledge to abstain from alcohol and wear white ribbons in their coat lapels, so to signify. In fact, the failure of her husband Isaac's grocery business was due in part to her insistence that neither rum nor spirits of any kind would be stocked in his store. Anyway, by that remarkable day subsequent in the spring of 1875, Lydia was 56. Her family was perched on the brink of destitution. She and Isaac and her adult son Daniel were sitting around the kitchen table in her home when suddenly there appeared on her doorstep several ladies from Salem. The most courageous of the strangers cleared her throat and explained that she had learned from a friend in the Women's Christian Temperance Union that Lydia had discovered an herbal cure for feminine complaints. She whispered the words, feminine complaints. Because in those days, feminine complaints could mean anything from painful menstruation to uterine prolapse, but most often it euphemized what we now call premenstrual syndrome, or PMS. But in any case, Lydia Estes had been preparing a related home remedy for herself and her lady friends for many years. It contained unicorn root and pleurisy root, squall weed, black cohosh, and fenugreek seed. "We would like half a dozen bottles of your medication," the woman standing on Lydia's porch requested. "And we would be happy to reimburse you for the cost of the ingredients and your efforts to combine them." Well, they did reimburse Lydia $5, as they had agreed. And the visitors were on their way. And promptly thereafter, Lydia's enterprising son Daniel sprang from his chair and said, "Mother, if complete strangers will come all the way from Salem to buy your herbal medicine, why don't we make a business of it?" And the rest of the story is that once upon a time, when women would often rather suffer in silence than immodestly share their distress with a male physician, there was one true and constant friend whose countenance has since been called the best-known American female face of the 19th century, that of Lydia Estes Pinkham. Pinkham, for her comforting maternal visage, appeared on millions of bottles of something she would eventually describe as the greatest medical discovery since the dawn of history, Lydia Pinkham's vegetable compound, bolstered by the prestigious endorsement of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Sales rose dramatically year after year, continued to rise, even many decades after Lydia's death in 1883. But now, whenever you reflect on the unprecedented popular success of the patent medicine born in a temperance advocate's kitchen, remember this also, that Lydia Pinkham's vegetable compound for the relief of common feminine complaints was a natural nostrum of sorts. It did contain unicorn root and pleurisy root and squall weed and black cohosh and fenugreek seed. But also, it was 20% comprised of something Lydia considered a preservative. Yes, I do mean to say that each and every bottle of Pinkham's over-the-counter WCTU-approved tonic was 40-proof alcohol. And now you know the rest of the story.